So we've been learning the halachos of duchening, and I want to talk about a few halachos that appear in the Ramah and in the Mechaber at the end of the siman. You get an impression from all of these halachos that the Ramah takes simcha much more seriously than the Mechaber does. Okay, so I have three halachos that this din of simcha comes up in. There is avelos, there is being a panoi, being single. And then there is the practice that we only duchen on Yontif. Those are three halachas that seem to be connected to Simcha. Now, when it comes to Avelos, so the Shebalei Halakhet in Siman Chaf Gimel basically says that kol zman that there's shinui makom by Avelos, right? The halacha is an Avel has to be Mishana Makomo. The Beis Knesses, Medina de Gemaris, I think the first 2 weeks, but the practice is that the Shinui Makom of Ve'imo all 12 months of Avelos, etc. I think Kaddish is only 11 months, but the Din of Shinui Makom is 12 months. So the Din of Shinui Makom ba'Avelos says the Shebalei Aleket is the reason why you should not duchen Kol Zman the Shinui Makomo ba'Avelos. That's what he says it. And this din ends up being a halacha also because there's no simcha by avelos, right? That's the way it emerges in the poskim. Kol zman ha'avelos eino nosei eskapov because there's no simcha presumably, and the idea of shinui makom is just mesamel that just shows when there is a lack of simcha. Now the Beis Yosef asks on this halacha. He says, "One second, I don't understand. Lemaisa, there's a mitzvah asei shel Torah, and avos chayiv and all mitzvahs hamuris b'Torah. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says, you know what? You really should duchen during avelos. During shivas yimei ha'avelos. So then, the avel should leave the Beis Knesses when they call kohanim, and you shouldn't duchen. Apparently, the idea of the Mechaber of the Beis Yosef is that although Yutaka don't need real simcha to duchen, it's a mitzvah, you should duchen even when you're in Avelos, but during the Shiva, so then apparently there's such extreme tsar that you won't be capable to give a bracha. That's probably what the Beis Yosef assumes. That's din one, the din of Avelos. Din two is the din of a kohen who's a panoi, a kohen who's single. So the Mechaber says, of course you duchen. The Ramah quotes that Yesh Omrim that you don't duchen because Hashari below Isha, Hashari below Simcha, Hamavarich Yesh Lo Elios B'Simcha. That's all in the Ramah. Nonetheless, the Ramah writes that the minhag is that the kohen who is single does duchen. Now, what happens on this idea of being single and not duchening? So the Beis Yosef says the whole idea is like very schwer because the Mishnah in Megillah writes that even a katan is nosias kapav, and mistama a katan is not married. Right? So how's he nosias kapav? Teretz is that a panu can be nosias kapav. Now, the Ramah says that the minig is that you are nosias kapav when you're a panu. The Ramah holds that you have to really be besimcha. So the Teretz is. And the Mishnah Brura writes this in Sifkatin Kuf Samach Beis that by Avelos your mom is Shari B'Tzar. But Shari below Isha, because Shari below Simcha, the Gemara in Yevamis, doesn't mean that you're B'Tzar. It just means that you don't have Simcha. Right? And there's a difference between not having Simcha and being B'Tzar. That's what emerges from these dinim. But then the problem is, how come the Minhag in Ashkenaz, right, the Ramah writes that Nahagu b'chol medinos elu she'enosin kapayim ela b'yantiv, right, and even then afilo b'yantiv enosin kapayim el b'tfilas musaf when you're leaving shul v'yismichu simchas hachag, right? The Ramah writes that the minig in Bnei Ashkenaz is that we only duchen on yantiv. On yantiv, we only duchen when we're leaving shul, which is by musaf. Now, it's hard to understand exactly what this din is based on, because if we're saying that you don't mamish have to be besimcha, right, and the panui, right, just you can't be betzar, It can't be an avelos. So how come the practice is that we don't dochen? Now, what happens at this idea of not dochening, with the exception of yontiv, the Rishonim who address this, they say that we always see that there is a connection between being besimcha and giving brachos. When Yitzchak Avinu gives the brachos, right, it's after he eats a full meal. And the Psukim in Sefer Melachim in Perek Ches basically say that Shlomo HaMelech gives a bracha to the Am after the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo HaMelech is giving it to the bracha, the Psukim say, when everyone is besimcha. So you need to be besimcha to really give a bracha. Those are the sources. But we still have our problem. We still have our problem. Now, I should point out that this problem of not duchening every day is really a difficult issue. Lamaisa, there's a number of other reasons that are quoted in the poskim why Bnei Ashkenaz don't duchen every day. If you look in the tshuva of the Maharil, so the Maharil writes in his tshuva is a few reasons. One reason is that since the practice is that Kohanim go to the mikveh before they duchen, so we're worried that they won't go to the mikveh, right, every day, so therefore they shouldn't duchen
That's way too early
because
for
they'll
them.
be with their wives, etc. And apparently, again, I'm reading between the lines of this Maharil and Simin Chof Aleph, apparently they wouldn't have Tashmish Shemitah on Yontif. And that's an idea that's found in the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Resh Mem Sif Katan Gimel, that there are certain Yamim Tovim, the certain Zmanim, when you don't have Tashmish Shemitah. So everyone would go to the mikveh before Yontif, Chayavon, L'taras Atzmo, Beregel. And then they're not going to have Tashmish Shemitah, they won't become Bali Karyon, so it's going to be okay. Now, the Beis Yosef totally hates this idea. He says, one second, this is a Chumra Dasla de Kula, right? In the classical sense, because what you're doing is you have this Chumra Nata Duchen unless you enter the mikveh. So then, because they didn't go to the mikveh, so therefore you're not going to Duchen, like your Chumra, right? It's not Chumra Da'asi. So it's very difficult. Maharil has another reason that he gives for not duchening. He says that since they're goyim in the shul, so therefore they would not duchen. Apparently, only Kol Tavarchos Bnei Yisrael velo goyim. Not supposed to give a bracha when they're goyim. Aye, what's the pshat in Musaf on Yontiv? So the pshat is that Musaf on Yontiv, right, or even Musaf on Shabbos, technically, right, the reason why we say the Rishonim al HaSidur say that the reason why we say Shema Yisrael and the Kedusha of Musaf is because the Goyim would come to Shul and they wouldn't allow us to say Shema Yisrael, and by Kedusha of Musaf already the Goyim left, so that's when we duchen, right? Because there are no Goyim there, and we're not going to be giving the bracha to Goyim. Aye, how come? And we don't duchen every Shabbos. So it should be noted that the minhag in Amsterdam at some point in time was that they started duchening every Shabbos, not just on Yontif. In the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yaakov says Poras, so he writes that this minhag in Amsterdam of duchening on Shabbos was a minhag that was instituted by the Talmidim, so to speak, of Shabtai Tzvi. And therefore, you have to go back to the old practice and only duchen on Yontif. But still, what's the practice that we have that we only duchen on Yontif, not on Shabbos? And Maaseh, so the Goyim aren't around. So Teretz says that there's another reason. The other reason is that on Shabbos, we're still Trudim B'Parnoseim. On Shabbos, well, we're still thinking about business. Now, you're not supposed to think about business on Shabbos. Right? If anything, so what's the chat over here?
Like you're a mitar, no, you're not,
What?
meaning you're
You're
allowed
hurim
to.
mutarin. You're allowed to think about business. Yeah. I just can't talk about it. Yeah. So what's the pshat? So the pshat might be, there's a few different ways of saying this. The pshat might be that there is an element of tircha d'tzibura. This appears in that same tshuva of the Maharil. The fact is, the minhag is that we don't add hosafos. Why don't we add hosafos? Because it's considered tircha d'tzibura to have davening longer. So therefore, we don't want to duchen because it also makes davening longer. That's already very schwer because, well, on Yontif also, you don't want to make davening longer. Elamai, maybe on Yontif, the pshat is people don't care so much because, you know, they're already singing, etc. It's like a longer, it's really
Be over an essay? Well,
Huh?
it's an essay.
So,
It's
right, so
a.
you're over an assay. How can you be over an assay and not, right? Again, so the Torah says they walk out before duchening, or there's no kriya l'kohanim, but you only violate the assay when there's a kriya l'kohanim. There's no kriya l'kohanim. Again, it's very, every reason that's given is mamish difficult. I should point out also that in the tshuva of the Beis Ephraim in Siman Vav, so the Beis Ephraim writes that, you know what, this minhag of not duchening every day comes already from the tzukufa of the Maharam of Wurttemberg. Maharam of Wurttemberg died in 1293. So that means that this minhag, he writes, is like over 500 years ago. For us, we'd say it's over 700 years ago. It's a long time, right? And Ein Potzeh Peh, no one started up with the minhag. So he tries to give like some fancy razzle-dazzle reason that maybe the pshat is that our kohanim that we have today are not necessarily kohanim. In Eretz Yisrael, they've already been eating truma for a long time, so we follow their chazaka because, okay, they're eating truma. By us, we don't eat truma, so therefore we don't want to get involved if someone is a Safek Kohen, or someone doesn't have a Cheskas Kohen. He has like two different formulations, so we don't want them to duchen. And it's going to be Meshev al Tasa, etc.
Any other the Yoruba
So on Yontif, the Chazaka, the Torah says no, but on Yontif, we can't totally eradicate the mitzvah of duchening. We want people to maintain their kahuna identity somewhat. So therefore, we say it's okay. Yeah. In the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Sternbuch and the Emek Brecha has the same type of idea. They say that maybe the reason why you only duchen at Musaf is because duchening has to be b'shas avoda, like the psukim have in Parashas Shmini. Right, Aaron finishes the avoda, and then Vayisa, right, Eskapa, Vayivarech, etc. So, tefillah is only an avoda if you have full kavanah b'tefillah, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch. If you don't have full kavanah b'tefillah, the tefillah can't be an avoda. So therefore, we don't have kavanah when we daven usually, but by finally showing Musaf on Yom Tov, then we have kavanah. I in Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael they have more kavanah than they have in Chutz Laaretz. I don't know, maybe, but it's already right. It's already going to be very difficult. Well, Maisa, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan here in the end of Kuf Chof Ches, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about that there were two Gedolei Hador who tried to go against Minhagim. He has this also in Hilchis Aveil Shin Nun Gimel. Same type of idea. Right? They say that the Vilna Gaon tried to sit duchening every day. Reb Chaim of Volozhin, and the story is that one time the Gaon is about to institute duchening, so that's the time they took the Gaon away to prison. There's a discussion that Reb Chaim Volozhiner also tried to institute duchening, and like the shul burned down. So they take this as a siman min hashamayim that you shouldn't institute duchening every day. Similarly, the Aruch HaShulchan has in Hilchos Avelos, the din in the Gemara is that you should bury a mace with a talus, right? We Tosfos writes in Nida in Novot Zara that we don't bury in the talus because it's based on the Sferim Chitzonim. There's like Maseches Sofrim, Maseches Evor Rabosi, whatever it is. So therefore, we follow those Sferim and we don't bury in the talus. So the din of the Gemara is that you should bury in the talus. Two Gedolei Hador wanted to be buried in the talus, the Gran, the Baal Yisod, Veshorash HaAvodah. And in both cases, like Lo Yistayim Milsa, either the Talmud who was told not to cut off the knaf of the talus walked out of the room and the Chevikadisha cut it off, or as they're lowering the nifter into the grave, it got caught. So, in all these cases, the Aruch HaShulchan, right? So, it's like a siman min hashamayim that they shouldn't institute duchening every day, they shouldn't bury in the talus, etc. That's what he writes. Now, the question always is, do you take stuff that happens in siman min hashamayim? So, I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say about this. Lo hashamayim he. Etc. So there's a tshuva and you look in the Melamed Lehoil in Siman Yotes. You know, there's a discussion in the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. So Rabbi Avram Bing, he had two sons married two daughters of somebody else. On the way to the wedding of the second marriage, so the horse like goes nuts, turns everything over, and everything gets all dirty. So you would think, Siman HaShamayim, don't get married. So Rabbi Avraham Bing gets up. He said, "No, it's a pact from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and let's go and get married." Similarly, it happens like that there's a another tshuva in the Lamed Lahalel about what do you do first, Motzei Shabbos of Chanukah. Do you make Neres Chanukah, or do you do Havdalah? So the what's it called? The Lamed Lahalel wanted to do Havdalah later, but then it turned out that he skipped out to Chanantanu in Ma'ariv, so then he had to do Havdalah first. So there seems to be a bit of a steer in the Tshuva Zim Lamed L'Hoyom. Like, do you take stuff as a Siman HaShemayim? Do you not take stuff as a Siman HaShemayim? There's a discussion in the Tshuvas of the Sri Dei Eish about there's a whole question about one brother's a communist and the other brother is like a mummer, who does the chalitza, right? So they take stuff as a Siman HaShemayim. This is already very questionable, but these Aruch HaShulchans seem to indicate that we do take stuff as a Siman HaShemayim. Yehi Mashi Hei, we don't know exactly the source of how come the minhag in Ashkenaz is that we don't daven every day. What I would say is that when you have a minhag that's not just nafutz in one community, but it's nafutz in many communities. For example, Kitnius, right? Almost Pesach. So Kitnius, no one really knows the reason for the minhag of Kitnius, right? In fact, the Rishonim have like what? 8 reasons, 11 reasons for the meaning of Kitnius. The fact there are so many reasons, that's indicative of the fact that no one really knows the reason. But the minhag is so nafutz, so therefore you can't turn it over. Like when we were involved in writing this OU paper about women rabbis. So lemaisa, you could argue that when something is so nafutz, so even if you're not really sure of the reason, but it's obviously mekubal, you
Enough,
can't.
it's not to do it.
What?
Enough, it's not to do
Not if
it. Enough, it's not to do it.
it's not futz, not to it, right? In other words, that's like in the negative, right? But it's the same type of idea. Something that's been mekubal in Klal Yisrael that is not done, so that establishes it's not just like a local practice. It's a very serious practice because it's been spread to so many areas of Klal Yisrael. So again, I don't know exactly the reason. The poskim in the Nesias Kapayim book, whatever it is, he has a whole Biurim in the back, Simin Yud Beis in the Nesias Kapayim book. He has a whole Biurim in the back. Oh, here it is. This is the Nesias Kapayim Kol Chasa. So he has a whole Biurim in the back about Simin Tes. Simin Tes. He has a whole discussion about how come we don't daven every day. It's really unclear. It's really unclear. It happens that the Gra writes that these things come from Zayars. That's what the Gra writes, Afinart. Right now, once I'm already in Zohar world, so then all bets are off. How come the Beis Yosef doesn't accept these Zohars and the Ramah does? I'm not sure.
Also, the girl also was not, he was very into
So
that
the
as well.
Gra is very into the Zohar, yet the Gra wanted, right? The Gra,
Right, so I'm saying.
yeah, so it's hard to know. So I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. What I do know is that there are three dinim at the end of the Siman that connect to Simcha. And what's interesting is that. The din, it would seem from the way the poskim say it regarding a panoi, that the panoi does dochen, that's the minig. So it would seem that you don't have to mamash be besimcha, and yet we only dochen on yontiv. So to my mind, that's a bit of a stira. So I'm still working on it. These are my thoughts.
I feel it between.